This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, April 19th, 2019. 4/19/19.
Love it. Love it, man.
Morning, Joe.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, do you?
Doing well.
Good.
Feeling good?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you should. It's freaking Friday.
It's great.
And it's payday for some.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And I enjoy thunderstorms, and they're on the way.
Oh, God. Well, work me right into a transition, would you?
I'll throw it right to you.
Transition.
Now to the Weatherplex with Matt Man.
Thanks, Jim. Today, thunderstorms likely this morning, then the chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. A few of those may be severe at times. A high near 70. By the way, a wind advisory. 10 to 20 miles per hour. In this general area. Chance of rain, 100%. Rain possibly over 1 inch, Jim. Back to you.
Lots of rain to be expected, Matt, man. Thank you for that update.
Oh, hey. Just say it's going to rain a lot.
Yeah.
And a bunch.
Coming up after the bottom of the hour, we'll check in with Fat Boy in the traffic plex.
He's over there sipping his coffee, giving a nod to the camera as it pans out.
We got you.
See, that's funny you say that because I won't say which one it is, but used to when I would, because I fall asleep with the TV on, and I don't ever set the timer. And usually I'll wake up to like an infomercial. Mm-hmm. Like it'll be that guy with the, you know, the pillow, or it'll be the guy with the copper pots where he's showing you how you don't have to use butter or anything. They just slide right out of the copper pot.
Yeah.
But I've been cognizant of the fact that I want to wake up watching the news just in case some kind of major thing happens and I don't want to get all the way to work and walk in the door and, you know, be like, oh, no, the horror. And I'd be like, what happened? You know, so anyway, I wake up, I'm watching the local news, I won't say which one, and there was this story that was kind of, you know, at the end of the hour, they'll do something kind of buzzworthy or kind of uplifting, a positive kind of fun story.
Here's a lifestyle story.
They do this story about this old man who has this collection of golf balls, and it's like the world record of different golf balls from around all these different golf courses. And it's this old dude, and you can tell, like, he's the last 20 years of his life, he's had this shed just full. He had a shed load full of golf balls, Paige.
Awesome.
And from all these different courses, and you know, they said, which one's your favorite? He's like, the one from Caddyshack and all this stuff. So the people, the news anchors, they're sitting there just, this is so great, you know, retirement, blah,
love
blah,
it.
Blah. And then they say, the news will start right now. And then they move into position, and they're like, their demeanors change. They're like, ha, 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 golf balls. Graphics. More on the cathedral fire over in Paris, mm-hmm. over in France. And it's just weird how, like, ha, 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 golf balls. Now tragedy.
Yes.
Golf balls. As the cathedral burns.
And, yeah, golf balls happy for a minute and a half, and now 30 minutes of sadness.
Yes. Ha, ha, no wonder they all go nuts and bipolar, a lot of these people. They're instructed, happy, sad, happy, sad.
Mm-hmm.
Scare those people watching. Ha, 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 golf balls.
Scare the elderly. That's their mission statement.
And now word one, and I've dropped hints out there. Not word one on the news about no new contract.
No. I haven't been watching, but I figured somebody would have, you know.
Somebody would have said, well, I have Google Alerts set up in case people talk about us on the internet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Good to have.
That's not in the news. Local radio team working without a contract.
I guess we should press release that.
Well, they're not going to press The company's not going to press release us talking crap.
No, we could press release it.
Local radio show Not even that. Local makes it sound like it's lesser than.
Yeah.
Radio show who's dominated the airwaves now does not have a contract 1 week later. Shoot, brother. No contract. It'll be a week on Monday. And we're told something is in the works. I quoted that on Twitter yesterday. Something is in the works.
Well, where's the works?
Where's the work? I want to work. Now, so I want to let me find my Twitter just to.
We do still get paid, right?
Well, let's see. That's a great question. Because, where's it at? Oh, yeah. So, P1 Bullion said, did you get a new contract? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, personally, I'm working without a contract since Monday, but I've been told something's in the works. So, some people took that as that me personally, that I've been coming to work without getting paid for it since Monday.
Yeah, we don't. No.
Like, working without a contract, like, I'm still getting paid, but just per the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in, like, a contract meaning any kind of, you know, guarantee.
Yes.
That's a big damn deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't just, what I do is very specialized. It's talking, and not a lot of people pay you to do that. And you know, in a sense.
Well, yeah. Not a lot of people pay you to talk.
Just, yeah.
You know, if you do this or you're a preacher, you know.
Yeah, right. So.
Former president, they get paid handsomely just to go talk.
Well, yeah. Well, so the good thing is, and I'm not kidding you, I will turn my monitor around and show you that because I said that I'm working without a contract, but I've told something's in the works. I've received several job offers in case something, I'm not kidding you. Guess where?
Where?
I've been told that I'm hired if I'm fired by Henry Smokehouse.
Oh, great.
God, I mean, I do that. I eat just as good as I talk.
Well, I don't think that's what you do there.
I'd be the taste tester. What a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I should just moonlight there in the evenings.
I'll tend work for bar brisket. If this doesn't work out.
Say again?
I'll tend bar if this doesn't work out.
You'd be a mixologist, Jim.
I'd be a bartender.
And well, a mixologist will get you a bigger tip. It's been proven. Yeah. No joke. People ask it. This no joke.
Mm-mm.
Not kidding. But today's Friday, and it is payday, and there was, I looked.
There was. I looked as well just to see, and there was. There
I'm
was,
never, there like, was, riding the fence where, like, I got, like, a check hovering or whatever, you know, like, oh, I hope that goes in before this comes out or anything like that. But That's one of the, like, when it's payday, I just want to look at it.
Yes.
I just want to log in and look at it.
Just want to make sure it showed up.
Especially with no contract.
Well, yeah, you just want to make sure it's there.
And see, this is what bothers me. This is what people tell you, don't ever get so full of yourself. Don't ever think that the world evolves around you or this and that. And I don't.
Oh, it evolves around you, but it don't revolve around you.
Do what now?
Is it? It evolves around you, but it doesn't revolve
well,
around you.
Well, when, like, I have salespeople come up and say, hey, when you talk about the not working without a contract thing, that's just, you're just messing around, right? Like, you know they're going to keep you around. It's like, that's nice of you to say.
Appreciate you.
And in the back of my head, that's circulating around too. But I'm also told, don't assume anything. We've seen people make moves before that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, you know, you ain't got nothing to worry about. This is corporate. They'll get it back down here to you. That's nice to know. Let me tell Duke Power that.
Well,
if the check stops.
It's been on time every time in the past.
Mr. Harris, it's Citibank. We're calling about the payment. Something's in the works, I've been told. Something's in the works. I'll let you know when I hear something. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Think Cogdill's working without a contract?
Never. Wouldn't show up.
He'd write books. He's got something to fall back on.
Maybe
he'd write children's books.
Maybe he has worked without a contract. We just didn't know.
I don't know. But the thing is, though, it's not like, I'll just go to the radio station across town. I have to go to the barbecue place.
I know.
I don't have to. I'd love to.
I'd love to, yeah.
I would love to work for Henry himself. I'd run the hog hauler, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
As you may know from yesterday's show, I have some experience with food trucks.
I'm surprised a man named Tiger would try to hire such a well-known gamecock.
Oh, that's his name.
I know.
He didn't have a choice. He would have been gamecock if he had been able to pick, I imagine. So anyway, but it is Friday, though. Keep that in mind while we wonder about the very future of this very show. But regardless, it is Friday.
It is.
And it's going to be a good day. I feel as though it is.
It's going to be a great day. It's already a great day.
Yeah. You know what we can do to change that little tirade?
What you got? What you want to do?
Fat boy, can you give me some D-Generation X?
Sure.
It's a pretty good one today. Oh, listen to this mood.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Fat boy's also working without a contract. If I may pull the curtain back.
Did your paycheck not show up? Fat boy?
I got to go look real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Act like you ain't looked yet. Please. You know that you're not that thinking that. Well, this isn't going to sound off on the podcast later. I was going to play up to the breakdown here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It is time to get into your game and my favorite game. It's time to play Happy Birthday or Suck It with Jimmy Jack Jackie. Jimmy,
yes.
Celebrating a birthday today, Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova.
Oh, I'm going to say both.
Happy birthday and suck it.
I'm going to have to say both.
All right. Give yourself a ding on that one. Happy birthday or suck it to retired Pittsburgh Steelers superstar Troy Polamalu.
Seems like a nice guy.
He was tackled by his hair one time,
remember? Happy birthday, because he seems like a nice man.
Happy birthday, Troy. He's 38. Damn. What about Goldie Hawn's beautiful daughter, Kate Hudson, celebrating a birthday today?
Happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday. Lordy, lordy, Kate Hudson's 40.
Wow.
Happy birthday or suck it to actor extraordinaire James Franco, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday or suck it, Jim.
At this point, suck it.
Suck it, James Franco. Really? God, he used to be... Well, you don't smoke weed anymore. More on that in a moment.
He's talented.
He's a talented guy.
But somebody, I got to say it to somebody.
You have to. Well, it's coming up. Happy birthday or suck it to tattooed host of Monster Garage, former Sandra Bullock husband, Jesse James.
Oh, yeah, suck it.
Suck it, Jesse James. He's 50 today.
He hung up on us one time, right?
He did hang up on us.
Suck it, then.
What was that about? Did he get mad about the call or the question or something?
He asked him about Sandra Bullock or something.
Old Sandy.
Oh, I remember that.
And he just hung up.
How'd he sweat? Man, whatever. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday or suck it, Ashley Judd.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ashley. Happy birthday or suck it to death row felon Marion Suge Knight. Watch it.
He's not going to be a free man for a long time. He can suck it.
Suck it, Suge Knight. And finally,
wow.
I thought he was dead. This goes to show what I know. I don't keep up anymore. Star of the Rocky Horror Picture Show and also Pennywise the Clown, Tim Curry, celebrating a birthday today, Jim.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Don't suck it, Tim Curry.
I'm a big fan of Tim Curry.
I don't think he's doing that well.
He's 73. He's also in your death pool, right, Fat Boy?
No, I didn't get him.
Oh, I thought you did.
Let's go back and change it.
Jimmy was pointing out yesterday at lunch that we're almost to May and nobody's got any points yet in the death pool.
Not a point to be had.
Not a one.
That's
I don't
bad.
Even have any good prospects at this point.
Well, you know, you do have somebody who's over 100 years old, which is always a good prospect.
Really?
Which one was that?
Yeah, Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I felt bad about that choice.
Yeah.
That's so. But she got to be like Billy Graham, where she'd be on everybody's death pools for like 10 years, and then you'd say, all right, this person's never going to die. Take them off. And then, boom, Billy Graham's gone.
Yeah.
So I had to go with Olivia de Havilland. Her name means Olivia of Havilland. I don't know if you realize that or not.
It does. It does.
I went there on vacation one time. Havilland. It's really nice.
Paige has got Tim Curry.
You didn't remember. No. See, I didn't know if he was alive or dead. Paige forgot. She decided he was going to die this year.
I remember seeing him on the remake of, God, I forgot what movie it was.
Jeff and Joan?
No.
Pennywise.
No, I forgot where I saw him, where he looked so terrible, and I feel bad for him.
Well, he looked awful in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah. the live version, that's where I saw him. I forgot what it was.
She's got Bob Dole, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Who was it? Oh, it was H.W.'s funeral, where they were holding him up. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
God, she's going to win.
Who else does Paige have?
She got Barbara Wawa, Bill Cosby, and John Madden.
See, Cosby seems to be enjoying life right now.
Yeah,
in a weird
having
way.
A great time.
Odd.
Madden, I haven't kept up with.
Yeah. But. Pele, I got him. He was in the hospital recently, but it wasn't like that bad a thing. It wasn't serious.
Ah, you missed the point. You got Kirk Douglas, though, and whoever Robert Mugabe is.
He's very old.
Tell me who I have again, if you would.
You got.
We'll move on.
Of course, the Olivia chick.
Yeah.
Bob Barker, Pete Davidson. Betty White and Bob Seger. Bob Seger's always sick.
I know. Betty White's going to live forever.
Aww.
I saw a thing the other day that
trying
said,
to reverse jinx her.
When I was looking when I was looking up my Jeopardy questions for y'all to do with the game, I saw a thing that said Betty White is older than sliced bread. She was born before major companies made sliced loaf bread.
Mm-hmm.
So she's older than sliced bread. Ain't
wow,
that crazy?
That's the
same. That's nuts.
I mean, sliced bread's the best thing since Betty White.
Uh-huh. So that's the way they ought to
there
say it.
Go.
They really should. Well, speaking of Jeopardy, today is the day. This is when bets will be made. A final decision will be made. A final decision. Not a decision. Outcome. This
yeah.
is like a wrestling pay-per-view where they've went back and forth and finally to settle it all. True Grit.
War to settle the score kind of situation.
Yeah. What was the other thing Starcade would rip off back in the 80s? True Grit, but they'd spell grit with two T's so they could get away with it. True Grit.
What, Flair for the Gold?
Flair for the Gold. Night of the Skywalkers.
Yep.
Oh, boy. So today, normally we would do, you know, right before 420, which is tomorrow, we would do Stoner Jeopardy. We were going to do that today. Fatboy objected, said Nine knows everything about stoners. So today, the board will be split damn near in half because today, for the first time ever, Stoner Boner Jeopardy, everybody. Nine versus Fatboy. If Fatboy wins, he will go on and try to get on real Jeopardy in Charleston, South Carolina.
I hope so.
I feel like he's definitely got an advantage in this game.
How so?
Well, because he's going to know stoner movies about as well as me. The music he'll know about as well as me. Anything related to munchies, he'll know about as well as me. But the boner categories, he's got me on those.
Fatboy, I think, is the only person under the age of 40 that live tweets Jeopardy.
Yes.
I noticed that last night on my
timeline.
Yeah. Was live tweeting Jeopardy.
Couldn't believe what I was watching.
So he's really into it. So maybe his dream will come true, or Nine will shatter that and remind him for the next 10. Or at least 5.
Probably.
Whatever it takes. We'd love to hear from you today. We absolutely would. 1-800-774-0093. That's the way to get in touch with us. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, which is 72341. And then we're at The Rise Guys on most of those social media touch points. Paige, what is going on to the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out who is apologizing for saying that Jimmy Page gave him cocaine when he was a teenager. We'll get into that story next in Your Rise Guys headline.
Macaulay Culkin. No, sorry, wrong guy. All right, we'll get into that and much, much more next in Your Rise Guys headlines. It's Friday, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh.
Happy Friday. Well, we're going to find out.
Aren't they all, Paige?
No.
No, oh, okay.
Depends on who you ask, right? Some people don't say, thank God it's Friday.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
What does Satanists say? Did they thank Lucifer it's Friday?
Thanks, Satan.
Fat boy?
Can't tell you.
Excuse me, Nine? Which one of you is using that gimmick now?
I have no idea what they say.
Well, maybe the vernacular would be Hail Satan, it's Friday.
Hail Satan, it's Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be, I don't know.
You can't go to an MC and say, hey, where do I sign up?
No.
That's how it works with Satanism.
Oh, I see.
Goodness.
Can't tell you.
Well, who is apologizing for saying that Jimmy Page gave him cocaine when he was a teenager?
Who was the teenager, Jimmy Page or this person, this mystery person?
The mystery person.
Good question, Matthew. Okay.
The mystery person was 16 with Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page could have also been 16. Mm-hmm. So I will say it's Robert Plant that said this.
Oh, okay.
They're about the same age, right?
Yeah.
And Robert Plant's had problems with the booger sugar. So yeah, I will lock me in with Robert Plant. Oh, excuse me. Who is Robert Plant?
Do
I have to do it in the form of a Jeopardy question?
Former question.
All right.
Well, this person is close to the band, but a little younger than that. Jason Bonham is the son of the late drummer John Bonham.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks ago, you know, he's out touring. He was doing an interview, and he says during the interview that Jimmy introduced him to cocaine when he was 16.
Oh, but Lord. Now
he's going to
backpedal.
Apologize on his website, saying, quote, "In that interview, I made certain untrue and derogatory statements concerning Jimmy Page. I unconditionally retract all derogatory and defamatory comments relating to Jimmy that I made in that interview."
So he just made it all up?
Well, according to this, he says, "I apologize for making these unfounded and untrue comments about him."
Dang.
So clearly it wasn't true, or maybe he...
Well, from the wording of the statement, it's like...
wanted to embellish a story and then realize what he was doing.
Oh, come on now.
But what is the redaction? Is it that he never introduced him to cocaine, or he was 17 when it happened?
Exactly.
Or it was,
maybe
you know,
15.
A different drug.
I mean, what do you take from the statement? He heard from somebody's lawyers and thought he better, you know... Cause, you know,
pull back.
There's no video or photographic evidence of this.
But how do they know, like, so let's say the estate of Jimmy Page. Well, Jimmy Page is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Jimmy Page's attorneys say, hey, wait a minute, that's not true. It's still one story against another. It could never be proved in court.
I don't know how defamation type stuff works, but it would probably be in the UK where they would do it versus here. It might be different.
They still wear wigs over there in court.
Defamation and stuff there might be different. I don't know.
Yeah. Although I think Judge Judy wears a wig too.
Yeah.
It looks like it.
Does it?
Yeah. I think it is.
I've seen it in many years.
It hasn't changed in 25 years.
Okay.
And a merkin.
I believe it.
It's a merkin. Mm-hmm. Well, I can never see you behind the robe, Jim.
Well, if
I don't
you
have the premium access.
If you don't get on Etsy too often, I've got something for you that's kind of interesting that you may want to complete your outfit this weekend.
Nine was on Etsy yesterday at lunch, oddly enough.
Yep. Really?
He really was.
All right. Well, here's something. It'd run you $240 for a pair of these goth Crocs. So if you need some dark and brooding Crocs, have we got some for you.
Do they have spikes on them?
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's
chains.
Awesome.
And the little holes on top.
You see them, Matthew?
Yeah, I was going to say, if the little holes had spikes in them, that'd be cool. Oh, no, those are not...
They're Crocs. They're still Crocs.
No, those were something you'd wear in the blue oyster bar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't see if you were a nurse or a doctor, or some of the people that wear Crocs, but they would be wearing something with spikes in it or chains.
Well, this is where you take something you bought for $15.
Accessorize.
Accessorize it to the tune of, I don't know, 10 or 12 bucks.
You can accessorize that at Hobby Lobby.
And then you sell it
for Hot Topic.
$240.
Right.
And you got... $25 and
it's a wallet chain with a few spikes.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
I have some camo Crocs, but they're not Crocs. I bought them at Walmart.
Where do you wear them to?
To take the dogs outside.
See, that's what I would do.
Well, scary though, because I look down and don't see my feet sometimes.
Oh my
and I'm
gosh.
Like, whoa.
Whoa,
where'd they go?
I'm floating.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
Well, plus, if I step in dog crap, I can't tell.
That's true. That's a great point.
You can see it where you're walking.
I'm none the wiser, so it don't bother me none. I don't want it to get on my good knocks.
Yeah. All right. Who's that man with who appears to be floating above the lawn?
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. All right. So here's something different if in restaurants that could – it's eco-friendly. It could save some money with the restaurants. But here, you know, if you're glutton, I'm thinking you may like, get a little carried away because some restaurants are giving discounts to people who bring their own dishes. But, you know, if you can bring your own dishes, when you bring the biggest dish you can find at home.
I have my favorite dish. It's weird. It came from somebody else's house or something because we don't have a matching for it. It's blue.
Yeah.
If you're missing a blue, nice, like almost like a pottery plate. And it's got a big, thick lip around the side.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because if I have gravies and stuff, it don't seep over the sides. It keeps it up there. That's my favorite plate. And we only have one somehow.
Oh, somehow. Yeah. They come from somewhere.
I don't know the story behind it.
I don't know
it.
How you get all these things.
Yeah.
Are you able to wash them there? You got to take dirty dishes home with you.
That's
a
great question.
I imagine if they're yours, you would probably take them home with you.
But then you got dirty dishes like bouncing around in your car.
Well,
who doesn't?
I mean, come on.
I mean, do sporks count?
Well.
This is silly. This is a gimmick. This is like the grocery store where you can bring your own bags.
Which is a great idea.
It's a great
you
idea.
You can rewash them. right, there's
if I had to do that, I would have to start buying real trash bags from that same place because I use their bags for trash bags in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, they're good for a certain store that I go to where you buy produce and it doesn't get too heavy in those cheap plastic bags.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. All right. So there's a chain called Just Salad that's getting into this new trend. And you bring your reusable bowl and there's a fee, a month of salad for $129.
All you can eat?
Well, I mean, I guess there's, you know, a limit because I don't think you
maybe
can
it's
just
one visit per day.
Yeah,
or something.
One salad per
I
day.
I don't think you can just like go to the salad bar and keep piling as high as you could go because they're obviously going to say something to people, lose money that way. But it's supposed to be a good deal since their salad runs about $12 every time you go eat salad.
Yeah,
so
be a hell of a salad, I guess.
Yeah,
you get steak on and stuff.
But there are other restaurants where you can have either a bowl that you reuse or some kind of mason jar.
For salad?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... What?
But it's our... You know, if you're going to get a bowl...
Is that in Dollywood?
Get the biggest bowl ever to reuse.
You've never been to one of those places where they serve certain appetizers in a mason jar?
Yeah. Well, appetizers... No, desserts.
I had a jar of pimento cheese one time, 5 minutes from here.
A jar?
Uh-huh.
How'd you get your hand down in it?
Yeah, it seemed like you had to dump it out at the end.
I was going
to
say, I mean, most mason jars, I couldn't get my fist in.
Trust me, I've tried.
It wasn't like a giant jar, obviously. I mean, it wasn't like a quart of pimento cheese for an appetizer.
It wasn't a wide mouth mason jar.
That'd be funny. No, you had a spoon to dip as well.
Oh. That's almost charcuterie.
Yeah.
Here's some Ruth's.
So.
Some Ruth's pimento spread.
Just an idea to do your part in the world to save it by getting rid of plastic.
Yeah.
Pimento cheese is one of the best things, but you got to make it. You can't buy it.
I don't like it either way.
Yeah,
really?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. It's heavenly.
Oh, my God. I need to eat that and watch Game of Thrones, don't I?
Yes, you do.
And I haven't lived yet.
No, you'd
yet.
Be fat.
I'll eat it and not watch Game of Thrones.
Fresh French
bread. I went to a restaurant the other day, and some restaurants don't provide straws at all now because of how they say that affects the environment and kills fish and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this place I went to had... It was almost like a paper straw, like a cardboard straw.
Yeah, I've had those.
And had the recycling logo on there. So I said, I feel good about this.
Okay.
It was Bon Secours Wellness Arena where I experienced the paper straw for the first time. Might have been.
Oh, really?
Somewhere down there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously.
I think that was a catheter you had.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe so.
It was made of cardboard. I know that.
Yeah.
Easy to confuse.
He was wincing in pain as he applied it.
You don't want a cardboard catheter, I'm telling you.
No, or a used one, I hear.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Not all the right. Move.
Oh, all in a day's work.
Mm-hmm.
Rise Guys headlines styled by Rockerbell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Fat boy. Thank you, Paige. That was wonderful. A good laugh first thing in the morning, even if it is at the expense of Crocs and salads. What is going on in the sports, fat boy?
We got a pretty big development in the Robert Kraft case, and guess what? It's all about that damn tape.
It is about the tape.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
All right.
Is it out? It was in. It was out. What is it now? What's the status?
Talking about the tape?
The tape.
Oh, the tape. Yeah. Well, it could go both ways. All right, we'll find out details about the Robert Kraft sex tape and more next in Rise Guys Sports. It's Friday, y'all.
Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3. The Planet Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This Robert Kraft tape is a pretty big deal. You know, they were trying to, some people wanted it out, and the judge temporarily blocked it, the Fourth Amendment argument, all that stuff. So the only people that have access to the tape are the attorneys for both sides, the police, and I guess the judge.
But how many people have seen the tape? Like, truly have seen the tape? Because, you know, friend of a friend, hey, what are you guys looking at over here? Okay, look. Look around.
Anybody
don't
here?
Say anything, but come here and look at this.
Yes.
The Robert Kraft, tug video. You want to see it? We have the tug video over here.
That's of course, I've always wanted to see that.
That's a good question. I mean, who knows? You got to think it's made rounds a little bit. There was a New York Daily News story that said somebody had been shopping the tape to a couple websites. So, you know, attorneys are like, you need to start holding people in contempt of court, find out who the hell's doing it, and put a stop to it.
But how could they do, like, how would that work as far as exclusivity goes with the way the way mirrored sites go now? Like if Pornhub gets it and they put it up there, Well, then every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to go and steal it and put it on their porn site.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I mean, there's no getting away. Once it goes on the internet, whether you delete it or not, it's there forever.
Yeah.
The police doubt the authenticity, saying if that were the case, somebody would have bought it long before now and put it out.
That's not Robert Kraft. That's Ebenezer Scrooge. Can't you tell? They look very similar. That's Benjamin Franklin over there.
It's him in a disguise. It's going to come out. And I don't want it like the Mueller report where it's redacted all to hell and you see a big black box where his gimmick is.
Why are you so interested in watching it?
Why's it got to be black?
Why are you so interested in seeing that 77-year-old man being serviced?
It should be Patriot Blue if they put a box over it. A little helmet. Put a little helmet on it.
I don't know. I'm just kind of curious about it.
Is it just because you know who he is?
I guess. I mean, I'd watch any old man.
I was going to say, Fatboy would watch really? Tug videos of old dudes
Ew.
No matter what.
Yeah, he would.
Worst.
Yeah, he would.
I filed a Freedom of Information request with the Florida cops to get
the Florida cops.
So we'll stay on the NFL tip. They just put some schedules out. Panthers play the Rams at home first week. They play the Bucks in England.
I want to go to a Panthers game this year. I didn't go to any last year.
You'll check one out.
Year before. I'd like to go.
Well, it says here.
If any of our awful sponsors have any available, I can't afford them personally. I don't have a contract.
This is between the Raiders and the Bucks. I don't think it's a big deal for the Raiders, but it might be for the Bucks. Both teams are going to go 49 days in between home games because they both – one of their home games is both overseas where they're the home team when they play in England and their bye weeks. But see, the Raiders don't really have a place to play, so it's not that big a deal for them. The Bucks, they got a place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where WrestleMania is going to be next year, right?
Oh, yeah. Raymond James.
Yeah.
After the Raiders host the Chiefs on September the 15th, they don't play another home game till November the 3rd.
Oh, God. Atlas Food stock is going to go way down.
What about the Bucks? People like to party and watch football. After they host the Giants September the 22nd, they don't come back to Tampa till November 10th.
Good Lord.
Wow. You get to miss all that good fall weather.
See, that's what they do. They come in and they say, hey, city, help us build this arena. Help us build it. Get your tax dollars and help us build it. And then we're going to go sell the $1 million naming rights. And then we're going to have concerts there, too. You won't get any money of that, though. Maybe a dollar wristband. We'll give you that. And then it goes on and on. And then look at this crap. They ain't even playing there for 2 months.
What's the incentive to have season tickets?
Nothing.
Well, you get 5 of their last 8 at home. I guess that's good.
Yeah. You're going to be in some cold-ass weather, possibly. Plus, one of your home games is overseas. See, Panthers get lucky. They don't lose a home game going overseas
because
they play the Bucks. Overseas, everybody, every team's got to do it.
Is that successful for them? Do they do well? Because it seems like
They draw, but it's like a one off kind of. I don't think they would draw every week.
It's just like an American thing over there. Oh, let's go see the Americans play their football.
Because Premier League usually goes the same time.
Yeah, and you can't be a fan of both, right?
Oh hell no!
Mm-mm.
Got to pick.
Not allowed.
Also, they're the Browns, Packers, and Seahawks. Have in their schedule where they only have one home game in a 6-week period.
Boy, who the scheduling this year? This is what happens when you let AI figure out NFL schedules and algorithms and stuff.
They used to rotate them through, and you could predict them year after year. They'd say which divisions were going to play each other.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since they care about storylines, they try to put these together.
Yeah,
like Patriots and Steelers kicking off Sunday Night Football. I'm sure they'll try to get Raiders and Steelers to play each other because of Antonio Brown.
High school football would just go opposites every year. Like if we played easily at home this year, we'd play them there next year. That's how you'd know.
And the JV too.
Hey, they got us this year at home. We're going to get them next year at their place. No, we didn't.
Yeah. If your JV team was home, you was on the road.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it was so cool to be a varsity football player and then go into the JV game. Yeah. It was like a major league player going to a minor league game.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's like, look, there's number 77, Harris. What's he doing here? I figured he'd be at the gym. He's got a big game tomorrow. What's he doing here?
Wait, there used to be a bar in Greenville called the gym?
Oh, Lord.
Now, we're not talking about hanging out in the stands. You got field access, brother. Because you had your jersey on. They wave you through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can work the chains.
I was about to say, it was always cool if you get to work the chains. Because literally, there's number 77 over there. He's working the chains. Nice to him to give back.
Remember we told you about the showed you the magic fastball video from Yu Darvish?
Oh yeah,
that one dude in the junk,
the three bouncer.
Yeah, well he responded to it on his social media. He reposted a screen cap of the batter on his ass, everybody laying on the ground, and he said, "My bad." That's all he said. I know you didn't speak much English, but hell.
Oh yeah, Meemaw.
He speaks better than Asuka.
That's true. Yeah, she's not good.
He said, "My bad," and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods, I mean, he was always in the news, but he's more so in the news now because his Masters win.
Nine thinks that it's rigged. He was telling me this yesterday.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, man.
He thinks the whole thing's rigged because PGA viewership was down.
I mean, something's up with it. I don't know if they just happened to coincide with his return to dominance, but they got the next two majors are at courses he's done very well at mm-hmm. over the course of his career.
Which ones?
The U.S. Open's at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
And the PGA's at Bethpage Block.
Oh.
I mean, like, when stuff like this happens. So this story here is a source close to Tiger. So if you're Tiger and you hear this, because you know you'll see it and you hear it, you wonder who the source is.
The Lexa and his Buick.
Probably Elon. He's still at it.
The source close to him says he thinks about his sex scandal every day. Doesn't like to talk about that time in his life, but he thinks about it every day, pontificates, ponders upon it every day, and it made him a better man.
Especially when he's by himself in the bathroom.
Like, who, no. Like, who the hell's the source? Don't you wonder that if somebody says that about you?
His maid. He takes out the trash.
Maybe he leaked it out. Hell, gross. Maybe it's all the work.
What does it mean? He just, like, maybe during meditation or something, he reflects on it and it just kind of, like, keeps him grounded? Or I wonder what? Or does it just, like, he can't get away from it in his own head?
I don't know. I just wonder whatever happened if it never would have came out. But you got to think it would have came out at some point. All the women that were involved, there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, look how long it took the R. Kelly stuff to finally come to fruition. That's been going on for 25 years.
People known about it forever. Yeah.
It's just like,
You know what's amazing with Tiger Woods? How the hell he had the power to get, you can't really find his naked picture. It was up for a little bit. Remember when somebody leaked it out?
This is a man on a mission right here. Right? Can't find it.
It's gone. Like, how the hell do you got that kind of pull? Nike have it pulled?
He's going to get another major this year.
Oh, yeah.
Probably at Pebble Beach.
Yeah. He's gonna win another one.
Hmm.
It'll be, what, one back?
Yeah, people were like, well, still, you know, back problems. Is he going to catch Jack?
Yeah, probably.
He's not going to catch Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson, maybe. Not Jack Nicholson. He's six away from that, right?
I think five, right?
I think he's less than that, right?
I thought it was. Okay, maybe it was six and now it's five, but that's still. I mean, you come off of that much of a, I mean, not a drought, but.
Plus, the competition's a lot better now than it was when Jack.
This is what I've been thinking, and I'm basing this on no knowledge of golf, of today's status. That was a fluke on Sunday. You know, it's not going to keep going. It was a fluke. It was the moment for it to happen. It was a fluke. It's not a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe
I have a vision of this for some reason.
He was hurt for some time, and he had surgery and everything. Maybe he's better and on top of his game.
I mean, if old Dustin Johnson decides he wants to bumper too, he may hit the ball a mile.
Mm-hmm. Tiger's won 15.
And how many has Jack won?
18.
Jeez Louise, I didn't realize that was that
so
close.
He very well may catch him. I mean, if he
I'm
going
to disconnect your Google.
If he gets another one this year,
gotta make
he'll
putts.
Be two back.
Jesus. I feel like I've aged better than Tiger Woods. When they show the comparisons, I mean, he's still obviously in better shape, but I mean, his face looks like he's been through hell. I guess he has. Millionaire was kind of hell, but
yeah, millionaire hell.
Right? Like you see, 1997 Masters. I know it's age, but it looks like a guy who's been through hell, not just live life as a PGA golfer. He's been through hell.
I can't tell, man. Black people always age well for the most part. Boris Kodjoe's like 80. He's still good looking.
Is he really?
Yeah. Shamar Moore is like 100.
No, he's not. Still he's not.
That's sports, my mouth.
We have to talk to Mary about him. She watched the TV show he was on just because of him.
No, that's uh-oh. Good.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. No, we won't. I don't. I won't bring that up again. What? She'll get mad at me. If
come
I
on, come on.
Shamar Moore?
Yeah, well, I can't remember the show. Is it Cruel?
I like Young and Restless.
Criminal Minds, is that what it was?
Yeah, maybe. He's on that.
All right. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. I apologize for that.
The Planet.
They're really funny people.
They're awesome. I kick ass.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is great radio.
I can't get enough of it. I listen to it every day now.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.